Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 68, 6 Unusual Swim Tips. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Now, today's podcast topic, 6 Unusual Swim Tips. Kind of unusual, right? Yeah. Now, we've just done a term of technique work in Swim Squad. And so that was, in some ways, quite traditional, using certain drills and explaining things a certain way to try and illustrate how we want to swim and how to build that into your swimming. So now what I want to do is take quite a different tangent and explain them in very, very different ways, just to see if that is going to help. So, 6 unusual swim tips. The very first one is that swimming is like quicksand. You can't fight it. So, you know those movies with people stuck in quicksand and they panic and they start sinking more and more? Swimming is just like that. Okay, if you're fighting the water, you will not be getting ahead with it. You have to learn how to work with the water. So, working with the water, the absolute key to that is finding your balance in the water. Okay, so if you go and hop into the pool, not even trying to swim, can you float, balance in a relaxed way on your front? Can you do it on your back? Can you do it on a side? Now, you don't have to be absolutely dead still, not moving. It's absolutely fine to have a small, very small kick to keep your legs balanced and near the surface of the water. But can you balance and float in those positions, being relaxed and feeling like you're working with the water, okay? Not just fighting it the whole time. That is absolute number one to successful swimming, working with the water. If some of you might have heard about the total immersion philosophy to swimming, and I don't agree with it all, but the very first thing they do when they are taking adults, trying to teach them how to learn to swim, is to spend a lot of time floating and balancing in the water. So look it up on the internet. There is lots of videos, articles, there's books, all sorts you can get. But if you're someone who's still not 100% comfortable and confident in the water, learning to float and balance is your number one so that you can get out of that quicksand and you can actually start swimming. Okay, number two, swim like you are a kayak, not a pool noodle. Interesting. Okay, let's think about those two things. A kayak, it's got a really firm structure to it. Okay, a kayak isn't bendy, flexible. Yeah, it's not gonna bend around the place. It's really long, sleek, and fine. Then you go to a pool noodle, you know, those things that the kids play on, long, squishy kind of things. And it's bendy. It's rough on the outside. It's going to react to whatever the water is doing to it. Now you think about those two things in the water. A kayak is going to slice through it really, really efficiently. A pool noodle, it's going to have a lot more drag and it's going to get affected by other things going on in the water. So then you take that again to the next level, to open water conditions. It's imperfect out there, that whether there's chopping wind or not, there's other people swimming around you, just disturbing the water. A pool noodle is just going to get swished from side to side, spat out the back really quickly. A kayak is going to cut through all of that. So what we're really looking for is for you to be like a kayak. And that means really firm through the body, not 100% tense, just firm, connecting the body together, and you are supporting the body through your core, through your glutes, obliques on the side of your body. Everything is just connected together through that middle of your body. Okay, so that's what we want to do. Be like a kayak, not a pool noodle. Number three, swim like you're reaching for a high shelf. Okay, this one. If you can, stand up where you are and against a wall ideally, and just lift your arm up, so just above your head, as if there's something on a shelf that you're reaching there. Okay? Now, from there, I want you to reach up to pretend there's a really high shelf, one that is going to really stretch how far you can get to. So you stretch that little bit further and just stop there and have a think about what's happened. Most probably, you have really firmed up through the core. Okay, that action of stretching has got the core engaged, pulling your body longer. Exactly what we want when we're swimming. Okay, the second thing is you've probably twisted a little bit to your side just to get that little bit of extra reach. Again, exactly what we want swimming. So think about that in relation to how you swim. Every single stroke you take, you roll a bit from one side to the other, you stretch really long, and you have a really firm core all the time, 100%. You don't relax and switch off and compact things between each stroke. Every stroke is just constantly doing that to your body. Okay, number four, swim like you are throwing a ball. Okay, that last one above, we got things really long in the body, firm, and a bit of rotation going on. So take that idea through to throwing a ball. And if you just stand in place and you throw a ball with your arm without moving your body, it's not going to go very far. So if you use your whole body as if you're throwing a ball, and you put your body and your arm into the same motion, connect them together, you are going to throw a ball so much further. Exactly the same in swimming. If your body and arms are working as separate pieces, doing their own things at their own time, then that's just going to work against you. You're not going to get as much propulsion as you could out of it. So we want to think like throwing a ball, connect the pieces together, work them together. Now, this is actually one of the hardest things to do in swimming, rhythm and timing. It's connecting those bits is really difficult. But do as you are swimming at other times, have a play with how early you start a stroke, how you recover the arm over the top. Try some different things and just see if you can have those moments of connection where things just seem to click a bit better. Because when you've got that, you're going to find that you're really getting a lot more out of every stroke. Okay, time for number five. Swim like you're climbing a ladder. Right, let's think about this one. A big tall ladder up the side of the house, and you're going to just climb up that one rung at a time. So first thing you do is probably lift your hand up, reach up above your head, and grab hold of one of these rungs. Now we know from earlier on, as if you're reaching for a high shelf, that we want to stretch a reasonably long way, kind of get the highest rung that you comfortably can. Okay, so having reached that high rung, you are now going to start working your way up your ladder, and you're going to pull down on that rung. Now, that rung is not actually moving. You are pulling your body up past that rung, exactly the same as when you're swimming. We want to get your hand into the water directly in line with your shoulder, in line with the sides of the ladder. Pretend that you're grabbing hold of a rung and that you've got that really fixed point then in the water. And you are going to roll your body past it, to move your body past that point in the water. You're not trying to rip your hand backwards. If you think about your hand on that rung, you're not pulling the rung down towards you. You are pulling your body up towards that. And all the way through, because your hand is on that rung of the ladder, it can't move out to the side. It can't move across your body. It just stays in that exact position, pulling you directly up in line with your body. Bingo, that is swimming. The more movement we have under the water, then we're wasting energy. Okay, if we're going side to side with our arms, we're wasting energy. We want to find a fixed point in the water, pull ourselves past that. And tying it together with those previous ones, you grab it, you roll your body, push out the back end, and that is what you do, just stroke after stroke after stroke. Okay, and the last one, number six, completely different tangent, is swim long once a week. Okay, as typical age group athletes, we might be swimming 1, 2, 3 times a week. Very, very rarely more than that. We're not pros who get to swim 6, 7, 8 times a week. They get a lot of swimming done in that time. So since we are going to the pool limited numbers of times, we want to maximize the effort of going to the pool. You think about the time to pack your bag, drive to the pool, get changed, do your swimming, get home afterwards. There's a lot of overhead associated with going for a swim. So once a week, make it really worthwhile and swim longer than normal. The first few weeks, and I'm talking maybe up to 50% longer than you normally would. Those first few weeks, yeah, you're going to get tired. Okay, it's going to be tough, might leave you knackered for what comes next. Over the weeks, as you develop your swimming, you'll get more and more fit from that. You'll get better at the back end swimming on those really long sets. You will develop much, much greater swim fitness by doing that. So if you're limited by the number of times you go into the pool, make sure at least one of them, even more if you can, is you swim longer. Big benefits right across all of your training, simply from the additional aerobic stimulus that you're getting from that time in the water. All right, there we go. 6 unusual swim tips. I think you'll agree they probably were, but please do have a listen, have a think about how they relate to swimming, and do give them a go. Keep those visualizations, give them a go in the water. I'm sure you'll find something in there click that will really help your swimming.